USA News, I'm Dave Collins. President Biden says he plans to reach out to Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell after he appeared to have another freeze moment.
Mitch is a friend, as you know, not a joke. We always, you know, people don't believe that the case, but we have disagreements politically, but he's a good friend, and so I'm going to try to get in touch with him later this afternoon. I don't know enough to know.
There are concerns about the 81-year-old Republican's health after he suddenly stopped speaking during a press event in Covington, Kentucky today. McConnell had a similar freeze moment during a news conference in the U.S. Capitol in July. Adalia is leaving Florida with record storm surge levels along the state's west coast. Governor Ron DeSantis says storm surge is the major problem. Thousands of Floridians have no electricity, but DeSantis said power crews were already in place. He added that he's been hearing about people looting stores after the storm left the area.
We are not going to tolerate any looting in the aftermath of a natural disaster. You got a lot of proponents of the Second Amendment, and I've seen signs in different people's yards in the past after these disasters, and I would say it's probably here. You loot, we shoot.
The search is over for those lost in the devastating fire in Maui.
The historic town of Lahaina on the Hawaiian island of Maui is now 100% searched for human remains, with the death toll at 115. The next step is removing hazardous materials and debris from the fire-ravaged town, which the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has already started doing. Once that is complete, survivors can return to their homes or what's left of their lots.
Wall Street is closing with stocks higher. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 38 points to 34,890. The S&P 500 rose by 17 points to 45,15. The NASDAQ gained 75 points to 14,019. This is USA News.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced. Call now. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call the Home Warranty Hotline now at 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. That's 800-239-1876.
The South Carolina Supreme Court says it will not reconsider a recent decision upholding the state's fetal heartbeat law. Last week, the High Court upheld a measure that bans abortion after a fetal heartbeat is detected. On Tuesday, the state justices rejected a request by Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers to reconsider the ruling. The last of former President Trump's co-defendants in the Georgia election interference case is out of jail. Harrison Floyd posted a $100,000 bond Tuesday. He's accused of harassing an election worker after the 2020 election. David Blum, who once was given the nickname the Wall Street Whiz Kid, is accused of scamming people in Los Angeles County. L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon says Blum is a career criminal.
He's been preying on victims, vulnerable people, all of his life. And he came to L.A. to do the same thing here.
On Tuesday, the 59-year-old was charged with 9 felony counts of securities fraud and 9 counts of grand theft. Prosecutors say Blum scammed 9 L.A. County residents out of almost $250,000 total. The National Zoo in Washington, D.C. is set to reopen today after receiving a bomb threat. The park that's home to over 2,000 animals had to be evacuated and shut down on Tuesday after it received a threat at about 10:40 a.m. No bomb was found. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy?